From ABC News, I'm Palmer Payne. President Reagan is running for a second term. He wants George Bush as his running mate again. In a Newsweek magazine interview released simultaneously with a paid broadcast just completed, Mr. Reagan made clear that he considers Walter Mondale the leading among the eight Democrats who would like to have his job. In reaction to the re-election announcement tonight, Democrats have been attacking the administration's foreign and domestic policies. The official announcement made on the paid political broadcast on the three major television networks.
We have made a new beginning. Vice President Bush and I would like to have your continued support and cooperation in completing what we began 3 years ago. I am therefore announcing that I am a candidate and will seek re-election to the office I presently hold.
And in reaction to that, House Speaker Thomas O'Neill predicts the people will reject the incumbent in November. I'll have more after this.
We went dancing on our first date. I couldn't understand it. I mean, I've got my degree, a good job, but she shut me off.
He's nice, but when I saw how yellow his teeth were from smoking, it really turned me off.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish is specially formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains. Clean your breath, clean your teeth. Use it twice a day for maximum brightness.
Since I've cleaned up my teeth with Topol, she's been talking to me again.
Oh, if he asks me out again, I'm gonna go.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish costs more, but the results are worth it.
102, 103, 104.
For occasional sleeplessness, you may want help feeling drowsy.
DROWCOMPOZ.
Try Compose.
COMPOZ.
Just one maximum strength Compose can help you feel drowsy, so you can get a good night's sleep and wake up ready to go. Use only as directed. Compose.
COMPOZ.
A well-known research organization is making suggestions it says would balance the federal budget by 1988. ABC Sheila Kest in Washington has the story.
The Conservative Heritage Foundation agrees with President Reagan that federal spending, not tax cuts, is responsible for big deficits. The foundation's blueprint for cutting the budget is based on charging fees to those who use some federal programs, abolishing other programs completely, and transferring others to the states or the private sector. The biggest single proposal is an $11 billion cut in the Highway Trust Fund, canceling more than half the unfinished road projects. The list includes dozens of other politically charged suggestions, such as saving $6 billion by increasing fees paid by Medicare recipients and $4.5 billion by abolishing revenue sharing to the states. Sheila Kast, ABC News, Washington.
Howard Baker, the man chosen by Mr. Reagan to bargain with Congress on how to reduce the federal budget and its deficit, says the more likely course is reduced spending rather than more taxes. The man who covered the United Nations for ABC News nearly a quarter century, John McVane, is dead at 81. He'd worked on newspapers in New York City and London before covering World War II in England, North Africa, and Europe. McVane suffered a heart attack in Brunswick, Maine. Casinos and hotels in Atlantic City are being accused of failing to keep their promises to give 15% of their business to companies owned by minorities. A newspaper in the New Jersey gambling resort reports the industry spends nearly a third of $1 billion every year on such things as construction, supply, and vending services, but has been awarding only 2 1/3% of those contracts to minority-owned businesses. This was the 12th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Northern Ireland, the day when 13 Roman Catholic civil rights marchers were killed by British troops. Following a parade to mark the occasion, young people tonight tossed some firebombs and rocks at policemen and tried to set fire to a Londonderry department store. More than 24 health care facilities across the country are being given $16 1/3 million to develop programs that would keep older Americans out of institutions. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is making the awards of the money based on the willingness of certain hospitals to substitute institutional care with home nursing care and other services such as nutrition, transportation, and home management services for America's senior citizens. This is ABC News. Soviet journalist Oleg Bitov says his defection to Britain last September was partially a response to the shooting down of a Korean airliner. Bitov slipped away from the Venice International Film Festival and got asylum in Britain a month later. He left his wife and teenage daughter in Moscow. His former employer, the Soviet Literary Gazette, has hinted he was kidnapped by the CIA. A London newspaper quotes Bitov as saying he'd been thinking for years about using a trip to another nation to leave his homeland. The paper says that defector will paint a forbidding picture of life in the Soviet Union in a series of articles. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Palmer Payne.